straight off the streets of Compton. Dedicated and by most suckers hated. But I got something I want you motherfuckers to know. I really don't give a fuck.
Niggas ain't shit in the 90s, I don't trust them. And bitches on my dick, but they ain't shit, so motherfuck them. Easy know what's up, cause Easy really don't give a fuck. It don't concern me if it don't pertain to money or a nut. But then again, I talk to a few of my friends 9 times out of 10 by some ends or some skins. Cause I'm the type of nigga that got to have it like a rabbit. Rapping is my hustle, busting hoes, it's a habit. I stab it like a true, no good nigga should. I do it the way a down OG nigga would. And now niggas know Eric Wright ain't no buster. Another platinum cut from the Compton thugster. My name is
Easy motherfucking Ray. A real nigga. Born and raised in motherfucking Compton. This one's dedicated to you buster ass niggas. You know who you are. Smoke a fat ass joint to this, bitch.
I don't think I'm all this or that, but I'm all me. Original gangsta, E-A-Z-Y-E. Down from the jump, now I'm ending with the bizang. Still rolling in my 6-4 on them thizangs. Doing wicked shit, cause shit is wicked on the streets. And from what my eyes see, the wickedness will never cease. Bitches on my dick, and you know I'm running, y'all. So you just sold your soul to the motherfucking devil's son-in-law. Wicked as could be, Eazy-E got the flow. Leaving the smell of death on the road for show. And a hoe can't make me or break me, but she could take me to a motel and work a nigga spell. Cause I'm
Easy E. Yeah. Suck on these nuts, motherfuckers. Get with the real and quit faking the funk. And oh yeah, stay off my dick. Really though.
I let my demons loose when I hit the 8 juice. And I leave a trail of stiffs when I'm high off of spliffs. Niggas talk shit, so I talk a lot of shit too. Niggas wanna diss, fuck them and they whole crew. In fact, nigga, thank ya for stacking a nigga's bank up. Yeah, I'm living square, but I'm a gangster like Dreister. No, not the doctor, physician, or the MD. Dreister's an OG, doctor's a phony. Only the real, real still could chill with me. And the rest can't fuck with E. Cause I'm the OG that'll burn you down. The devil's son-in-law, king of the underground. Good to go with the flow that I throw. Giving you mo to let a motherfucker know that I could get wrecked on the set and make it smoke. Cause you know I ain't a joke, I'm a motherfucking loke. And my name is
Easy motherfucking E. But you bitches could just call me E. A real nigga from the CPT. Kicking ass and asking questions later. Oh yeah, don't get smoked, loke. And I'm out. Motherfucker.
That brand, keeping Ruthless alive. You did some work for the its own Dr. Dre 187 album, and one of the coldest
right.
ever was Any Last Word.
5150 in that. Yeah, 5150 in that record. We did 2 records in that transition. So we did the Christmas album, which is 5150, and then we did its own Dr. Dre Killer, which is that has Any Last Words on it. Yeah. Your question was.
Yeah, and one of the questions this dude submitted to me was this dude by the name of Fatal. Big shout out to him. He wanted to know about Easy working with him, on that transition period after leaving Dre, and did he look sick when recording that record?
Nah, I mean, the thing is about all of that is, you know, one thing I would tell you, I mean, I would say work yourself to death, you know. I didn't see a downside in his stride, you know what I mean, as far as working, you know. Working with him was one of the most incredible things that I could tell you that a person with his prestige would have. Like, he was a very rich man, you know, he's in control of his own shit, but he was just as humble as the guy that lived next door to you that didn't have shit, really. You know what I mean? He highly respected a guy with a musical approach and a vision like myself. He never pull any punches by saying that, hey, you're the guy with the talent. I'm just the artist that, you know, you're supposed to actually position and make me look good. That's the humbling thing about Eazy-E, even though people might think he was something else. He wasn't. You know what I mean? He was a very humble dude, you know, working with. You know, he was about his shit, of course. You know, he stood on, you know, he had the Napoleon complex. He was a little dude, you know, so he had a, but we both did because, you know, and we never, you know, that's why me and him kind of got along, you know, really, really good. So it was incredible working with him just as him being the CEO of the company and then him being my friend, because what people don't know about me, when Dr. Dre left, I was his liaison. I was his music liaison at that time. Everything that he wanted to do came across my desk, you know. So we worked together more than just those records, and I worked close with him, you know. I never saw that coming. That was a blind side, to be honest with you guys. So with the guy that asked the question, no, I didn't see any of that, you know. Even in the last days, I didn't. I mean, he worked so fucking much, man, you know, I don't think you would have known anyway, you know.
Yeah, you know, one thing about it, because we rehashed that story so much in terms of, like, the trials and tribulations with him and NWA. But one thing about it, you know, shout out to Kelly Park, you know, where Eazy rep, man. You know, one thing about it is I don't think people really give enough credit for Eazy for what he contributed in terms of hip-hop or what he brought. Because he brought, you know, NWA, he brought, you know, you guys came into the fold on the Ruthless. I mean, J.J. Fair with Supersonic, you know, of course, you know, Lemonhead.
Grammy nominated, multi-platinum, Grammy nominated J.J. Fad as well. So give them their props. And that's because of Eazy-E. He saw that record, you know, and he got behind that record. See, I'm glad you touched on that, my brother. And this is this is what I feel I always have to stand on what Eric Dunn, you know, and to the listeners, that's Eazy-E, is this. Without him, there is no people that you see today. I don't think there's a Kendrick Lamar without him. So grow with that. I don't think that there's an Eminem. There's not a Snoop Dogg. There's not, because these things don't happen. If he doesn't set up, if he doesn't position Ruthless Records with, one, his street bread, if he don't position Ruthless Records with actually them pushing forward and making history, because it didn't have to happen, and the brilliance, there is no Bone Thugs and Harmony without him. The brilliance of all of these people, there's no Us, no Cocaine, there's no G-Funk. There's none of that stuff that you can, without his single move. So when people think Eazy-E is just a rapper who died from AIDS, well, I feel sorry for you. Because he was the business mind behind all of us. He was a guy who told
us. Yes, he was.
He was a guy who said, hey, we're black. He was a guy who said, hey, you guys, we're going to be the biggest record label on the universe. We're going to be, you know, super groups. We're going to be, me and Ren laughed about that one time. And one time said, man, we're going to, you know, y'all like, you know, Bullet Law is like the Rolling Stones and we like the Beatles. We're going to have a super group. We're going to have two super groups, you know, at the label. We were just dudes just trying to get off the streets. You know what I mean? So think about his vision. Think about his vision, what he had, his mind. When he came to me with Bone Thugs and Harmony, that all these dudes are going to be rapping and singing, what you think? When he played, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I didn't know 11, 12 million records later, that's what it would be. But it was, hey, he saw that. You know what I mean? So when you get to talking about him just being another rapper who did this or who did that, then I feel sorry for you, because a lot of us don't exist without him. There is no...
Donc là, c'est... Alors... Émission encore une fois consacrée à Eazy-E. Donc là, c'est Cowain Sevenum alias Big Hutch de Above the Law, donc qui parle de Eazy-E et qui dit en gros, on peut pas limiter Eazy-E à un rappeur qui est mort du sida. C'est beaucoup plus que ça. Il dit sans Eazy-E, il y a pas de gangsta rap, il y a pas de, enfin, il y a pas de G-Funk, il y a pas de Above the Law, il y a pas de Eminem, il y a pas de Snoop Dogg, parce que Eazy-E était là avec cette vision. Il ne s'est pas contenté du minimum et dit nous allons faire ça si, nous allons devenir le plus gros label, nous allons faire ci et ça, ça. Enfin, en gros, il gives his props, comme on dit en anglais. Il dit qu'en gros, Eazy, c'était un visionnaire et qu'il a fait beaucoup de choses pour le rap. Enfin, ce qu'on voit maintenant dans le rap, c'est en partie grâce à lui. Avant, on a écouté un morceau de l'album... It's on 187 Homme. Et là, on va écouter un morceau de Too Short, parce que Too Short a tourné avec NWA. Et puis peut-être qu'on va écouter ce que dit Too Short sur Eazy-E un peu plus tard, si on a le temps. Too Short, donc, de la Bay Area, s'il vous plaît. Et le morceau, c'est Coming Up Short sur l'album Cocktails. To make sure all you bitches understand it, that I'm a pimp, Mac, player ass nigga, not a gentleman. Ain't gonna be no sucker ass swindling. I know you're starving, bitch, what you gonna eat? Just because I picked you up, I guess you waiting on me. It ain't gonna be that. You should have ate or brought your ass a plate. Cause on this date, we just fucking till it's late. I ain't Romeo, Prince Charming, Fortnite, shining armor. I'm only out to fuck a bitch, fuck trying to charm her. I treat a fine ass bitch like dirt. No money in her purse. It's all it's worth. Looking hella good in the club like a hoe. Bitch, you need to go find a nigga to buy some more drinks. At the bar, fill you up with Long Islands. While I be all in your face trying to fuck smiling. The short dog will never cater to you hoes. And if you ain't fucking, I say later to you hoes. So if you bitches got a plot, you better get gone or get shot. Fucking with short dog. Bitches keep coming up short. Fucking with too short, too short. Bitches keep coming up short, fucking with too short, too short. Bitches be like rabbits, wanting diamonds and carrots. See my car, see my house, and they think I'm a sheriff. I ain't never been a marked bitch. You too bossy, wanna drive my car post up. That's when you lost me. I tell a bitch real quick, I ain't no tussy roll. All you good for with some head and some pussy hoe. And if the pussy and the head tight, we fucking twice. The short dog ain't nothing nice. Bitch jumped in the car. Where we going? I'm shorty the pimp, bitch. You going hoeing. Fucked her in the car with my pants and my jacket on. Raised about the pussy. Now I'm in the traffic gone. Pussy still wet. Got my dick in her hand. Licking all around it. Rolling through the flatland. Sticking to my strip. Never pussy whip. Seeing niggas with them bitches. I done tossed and pimp. I used to break holes for Skrilla. When I was down, now I'm making bankrolls for Rilla. And ride the town, bitches living large for a night. Turn back in the pumpkins when I'm through. Bitches leaving with nothing. Bitches keep coming up short. Fucking with too short, too short. Too short. Now break it down to the beat one time. Old school. Tell you a little something about Shawty. I'm an East Oakland player. Lovers are mushy. I fuck a different hoe a day and leave rubbers and pussy. Bitches keep looking for some too short nuts. Squeezing on the rubber, trying to pull it off and make it bust. Bitch might lose her mind if I raw dick her. Get pregnant, move her in and make Ma and Pa richer. No more player, no shorty to pimp. I get paid, give her the check and get 40%. All the homies talking bad, head down, walking sad. Got the broad living with me. Baby saying dad. Sex played out, no short is bored. Getting fat. Then my bitch turn into a rat. I could try to mack again, but the bitches won't want me. Cause I'm all washed up, broke, fat, and funky. Short dog is through, people call me Todd Shaw. All the rappers who was fake on the mic got raw. Ugly hoes playing hard to get. So
I sold it all, now I can't afford breakfast. I lost everything I worked to be. Never thought I'd be a trick paying hoes to serve me. Shit, snap back came out of my dream. Shit could really happen if you know what I mean. But fuck a white bitch, stay away. Don't wanna own the pussy, keep the babies on layaway. Bitch thought I wrote dick, said it was mine. She didn't know I fucked her with a dildo the whole time. Starstruck bitch, seeing dollar signs. She think the water's fine. Playing games, so I taught her mine. Trying to play a prayer, got caught in a trap. Learned a lesson from the game that I taught my rap. Bitches keep coming up short.
Donc oui, confirmation que Too Short avait tourné avec Easy NWA en 89 pour la bah, pour promouvoir l'album Straight Outta Compton. Alors est-ce qu'on vous passe on va essayer de trouver le ça doit être ça. When I was young, I used to get my gun, break out the GTA, and bust it to pieces for fun.
Gangster rappers never had easy access to the airwaves. MTV has very strict standards regarding images of gratuitous sex and violence, as do other video outlets. And in 1993, radio stations such as KACE in Los Angeles and WBLS in New York announced they would no longer play songs they considered negative.
It is not a question of censorship. You have the right of free speech in this country, but you don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. And that is what some of these records are doing. They're yelling shoot in a community that is crowded with guns.
I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the First Amendment. And there is nothing that Ruthless or any other company like us does that that we shouldn't be doing.
Ruthless Records was one of the first labels devoted to gangster rap and was the home of NWA, whose success was made possible by the label's independence.
Boy, you should have known by now, Easy W.
Easy owns the company, right? He owns Ruthless Records. And if we'd have went to a major company from the beginning with the stuff we had, we'd probably never been out, you know. But since we were doing the records ourselves, put out pretty much anything we want to, you know, and it took off.
I mean, you got people coming that never did gangster rap before, because, okay, say the records that came out, they was commercial, all right? So they commercial, they come out, the records don't sell that much. The next album, they want to come out, they want to be gangster. I'm going to be a gangster, this record, man. I got to make myself hard, because that stuff is selling. So everybody jumped on the bandwagon.
Definitely, I think Onyx has redesigned their image over time. We've seen the progression of Dre from the world-class Wrecking Crew times to what he's doing now.
It's just a fact. He wore, you know, a little tight stuff, you know, he had a little tight stuff, you know, eyeliner, lipstick. I mean, it was way out, but whatever he's doing, he got to be doing right, and I'm just giving him his props.
Certainly Hammer has redefined his image. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about LaBosse having one image when she was in school, I guess, growing up in Michigan. And she says quite plainly in the article, she's a businesswoman. She's out here to get paid and get over in hip hop. So she's formulated this image now, even though I think she went to private schools when she was growing up. And now she's the boss. We must get into discussions of the marketplace and capitalism, because that also informs what these rappers do and don't do.
I don't consider myself no gangster or nothing like that. I'm in here to make money, you know?
All right, don't take away his credibility. It's just showing you that it's a business.
He was probably manipulated by the music industry. They said, this is what you gotta do right now to catch the eye. So he just followed along to make the bucks, and he tried to work his way out of the society. And he did what he had to.
But what Dre did more recently was sell over 3 million copies of his album The Chronic and launch the career of Snoop Doggy Dogg, whose debut solo album sold almost a million copies in 1 week. Those two albums made Dre's Death Row label very profitable and, to the dismay of their critics, popularized the gangster image more than ever.
People often pick on rappers who are successful. If these guys weren't making any hits, they wouldn't be picking out.
Reverend Calvin Butts, Dionne Warwick, and different people talking about stopping the type of music.
Alors ça, c'est un reportage spécial sur le gangsta rap. C'est pas ça que j'avais prévu. On va vous retrouver le... Voilà, je pense que c'est plutôt là. Alors, en attendant, eh bien, écoutons ce qui était avant le gangsta rap. On va écouter un petit bout de Arabian Prince.
Information, it was just crazy. We was in New York, you know what I'm saying? We was in New York,
we was just chilling with him.
It was him, Ice Cube, and we was just all there, you know what I'm saying? Everything was just chill. And then the next thing you know, we come back home, and he came back home also. And then, you know, the news was dropped
in '89. Easy, myself, NWA, Dre, Cube, Ren, Yellow, we all went out on the road, DOC, JJ Fad. From city to city to city, doing sold out crowds, coliseums, the same arenas that the basketball players, football players, arenas with the stage set up, sold out, dirty rap, X-rated, they loved it, stage sets, everything. 1990, I bounced right back out, I'm kicking it with Q, it's all good, the whole vibe, and, you know, they call me back now, they say, Easy, this is a video for Easy. So I say, how could I miss it? That's what I'm saying. So I'm here chilling. It's for my homie, straight up, Eric Wright.
Donc là, c'est un clip d'hommage à Eazy-E. Alors, on a eu notamment Farside qui a parlé. Là, c'est à l'instant, c'est Too Short. On va vous laisser encore quelques instants.
Shorter than Too Short.
First time I worked with him, we was all just out the street, buddy, buddy, buddy. Then we had like a fallout. We wasn't talking. We wasn't together for like, man, like 2 years. And so when we went back in the studio, we had squashed everything and started back working and everything. And it was just different, you know what I'm saying? We squashed all our differences and everything. And went there and said, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's just make some money, get paid, and let's do this song. And we did this song and it came out tight. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna put it on the B side of the single. So everybody wanna check it out, go check that out.
We first heard NWA kind of put something in it, you know what I'm saying? At the time, we were just a clique running around doing wild stuff. You know, NWA put out, well, I think it was Eazy-E, put out Boys in the Hood. That was cool. Then Dope Man came, you know, and all that. And then that showed us that you could talk about what you're going through out.
Alors là, c'est Big Hutch qui parle. Juste avant, c'était MC Ren. MC Ren qui dit, bon, pendant un ou deux ans, on était en front, on n'a rien fait. Et puis après, on a réglé nos différends, on a posé sur un morceau. Donc je pense qu'il parle du dernier album en date de Easy, enfin celui qui est sorti, Straight off the Streets of Motherfucking Compton, donc le dernier album. Où il y a en effet un morceau avec MC Ren. Je ne sais plus de mémoire lequel c'est, on va vérifier.
Here in California, you can let everybody know what time it is, really. You know what I'm saying? What he did, he put it on where you could say whatever the you want to say on wax. You know what I'm saying? And it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what everybody wanted to hear.
When I was listening to Easy, it was like an inspiration. I was never rapping back then, but I always be listening to how deep he'd get into his rap and how deeply Dre would get into his rap. You know what I'm saying? And then it all just came together. My rapping just came, and then we all just hooked up on the same level.
Working with Easy for the first time was like a couple of years ago. We did an EPMD video. I came out to California. I met NWA. I was excited. And the one thing that Easy, the impact that Easy has made on me the most is, one thing he was consistent about throughout the whole video making process was, I want these scenes to be real. I want them to be realistic. I don't want to be Hollywood. I don't want to be phony. I mean, like his music, which represents a certain aspect of life, you know, G-life, if you want to call it that. You know, he just said, if you're going to reflect it on the screen, make it real.
One more time for the rhyme again.
He was the first person to just come out and do some controversy, any kind of controversy music, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Dissing the police or whatever he did, you know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing because he felt that if he do this, you know what I'm saying, he was going to make a mark in this world. And that's why his name is still going on to this day, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep his name alive.
They would say he was real sick from, you know, from AIDS. And it was like, yo, what's going on? And that was like, you know, out of the blue. I mean, it seemed like a dream then. I don't even think I ain't woke up yet, you know? So, you know, I didn't really, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else trying to act like, oh, I knew he had it, or I knew this, I knew that. I didn't know nothing. I mean, it's like, yo, reality check for everybody, you know, mine, you know, so you can't even do it like that.
In summation, I'd like to say that Eazy-E really is the man that is the front runner in the rap, which they call the gangster rap. He is the man that started it all. Like, come behind him, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and many of the other rappers behind him started after Eazy-E. And I'd like to say that the rap generation and the hip-hop world misses him greatly.
Là, à l'instant, la personne qui vient de parler, c'est Rudy Ramo, alias Dolemite, s'il vous plaît.
The first time me and E recorded Dre, Q, Ren, you know, something different. We was like from the beginning, was in sync. Me and Dre was in a group together. And then Dre hooked up with Eric. He already knew Eric. He called him Easy, but I call him Eric. But we hooked up and it was like this. It was click. It just clicked from the beginning.
Easy is his name and the voice coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother. And make your sister think I love her.
It was a person shorter than me, of course. Like, you know, not really a rapper, but he had such a unique little voice. That's what caught on, you know. That was it.
Been all
the party to get naughty, get my rocks on. Eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style. R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Robo. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, he saw me on cable and grin. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing. Don't get me wrong, but to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
too?
Cause it's the same song.
And all I'm wearing is the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
And all I'm wearing was the same song.
Y'all don't check out.
All I'm wearing was the same song.
It's just the same old song.
Digital Underground, same song. Alors pourquoi on passe ce morceau ? Bah parce que dans le clip, on voit Eazy-E et Dr. Dre. Qu'est-ce que je voulais aussi dire par rapport à l'album Straight Off the Streets of Motherfucking Compton ? Eh bien donc, préciser que MC Ren apparaît sur le titre The Motherfucking Real. Voilà, on poursuit avec quoi ? On va poursuivre avec Run DMC et Down With The King, où on a Eazy-E qui apparaît. Donc, Run DMC, c'était parmi les premiers à reconnaître, à give props, comme on dit, à donner des. À bien noter, on va dire, à bien accueillir NWA et Eazy-E. Donc, Run DMC, donc un pilier de la côte Est, je précise quand même, puisque NWA n'était pas bien accueilli. Si vous vous souvenez de ce que je vous ai dit à propos de KRS-One et de son frère DJ Kenny Parker, la dernière fois.
About 10 of them. Recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike, and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter could beat her banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in the streets, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth?
ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill. Mac the steps wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell him tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
check it. Sucker MCs could never swing with D because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then a king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on this planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock of the world and the society. I rage on the stages with a tuna verse. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be.
To be. I went to John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college. Down with the kings on the microphone swing of the P to the R, not an R&B singer. The R to the UNDMC and the fly human beings. Tonight I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black. Pick up the bass, better yet, leave the space. So let me put my big black Twinkie on into the early morning. Had the skins yawning. Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo. I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. Pete rocks the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock is I'm down with the kings.
Randy is sitting down with the king et on repart sur la côte ouest avec Mr. Shadow. Alors, aucun lien avec Easy, mais c'est du rap latino et c'est quelque part Easy qui avait un peu ouvert la voie. Le morceau de Mr. Shadow qu'on va écouter, c'est Excited.
Hey Shadow.
What's up, Don?
See that motherfucker over there trying to mad dog? He's looking like the sun is up in his face. You know why?
What's up?
They got his girl. She's looking at who?
Us.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick in the hole when I'm riding.
I remember when I met you, I knew I had to sweat you. Had me all erected, so how could I neglect it? Seeing you around me, your man was in the county. Set to serve a bit, now I'm headed where you live. I got me a posse, forget me, you will not. And maybe we could talk and exchange our inner thoughts. Knowing one another, but keep it on the cover. I gotta keep a secret if I wanna be your lover. Now keep it on the down low, nobody knows. Sipping on my beer while you whispered in my ear. Telling me you're real and from me never to feel. Like you would ever leave me, deceive me, believe me. Never have I trusted a woman that I lusted. Now we're always screwing and nobody can ruin it. That's what you told me when you would hold me. And now I hold a grudge from the colors that you showed me.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited. Got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I got
got scopes that are deadly like strokes when I roll by. Everybody saying hi, I'm knowing why. All up in the mix and still triple six. And I breath when I sag with my back full of tricks. And stay away from the rain when it falls. But that is something more, hit it up on your walls. Kinda like Richie Valens, I got the fame. I'm young and I'm bad and I'ma blow up like it's plain. Gets kinda critical when I get lyrical. Words that I speak got you feeling like tweak. Show them no pity, down to the gritty. Kinda like when Jesus got jumped by a whole city. It gets scary, so watch who you marry. She might be the first one to laugh when you're buried. Take it for your goods, all alone in the woods. Suffering, lonely, what about your homies? Everybody's fake, so watch who you trust. The girl that you love is the girl that I lust. Watch as I take her, show you she's a faker. Go ahead, baby, shake your money maker. I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I creep in that crawl, I shoot and make them fall. I'm posted on your wall, now who you gonna call? It's me and my dog through the fog breaking lost. Two bald headed thugs with the slugs for the cause. Pause, hold up, wait up, and give me a minute. Remember it was you and only you all up in it. But all of a sudden, your mind went through changes. Never talk to strangers. You should have told her, begging me to hold her. Look over your shoulder, hi, it's me. And all because of rap, got the knife in your back. You're crazy for life, now she's gonna be your wife. Now ain't that a shame when she calls out my name? So how do you feel? Are you fake or you real? Now why don't you come and face me? You liquor and you taste me. Even though you hate me, I'm knowing that you praise me.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
I'm so excited, got your bitch on my dick and the hoe wanna ride it.
You motherfucking sons of bitches. It's Mr. Little One, up with my motherfucking dog Shadow, coming at you for the nighters. Walking through your hallways and your cell blocks, bitch.
You will talk.
Hey, what's up, homeboy? You want some pisto, sir?
Chale, sir.
We're going home, right?
Boy, the handles are sharp.
Shit, these rookies are already a party, yes, and these hinders are dumb.
Hold on, let's see. Watch out, minute lady, huh?
Kicking back at the hood with some crazy vatos. Got some hinders lined up, pero pa' más al rato. Now I'm strolling down my calle and I'm packing my Glock. Seen a basin on the way and I sold him some rock. Put his 20 with my 30 and made a 5-0. Went around the block to buy a sack of endo. Now I'm strolling back, smoking chronic on the way. I gotta grab more dope to make fatty for today. Now I'm standing on my block and I'm serving some dick. When some putos drove up and took a blast at me, so I pulled out my puente and never hesitated. Came up and started blasting cause I knew they couldn't fake it.
Joker's on the loose
and I'm straight gang related. One in the head. They know how bad it was, but hope they put the worst dead. Ran to the hook and let the homeboys know. And said, you're future tonight, cause these putos might roll. Sent the brother to a spot where I knew it was cool. Started packing another, cause that's a golden rule. So I jumped in the rafa that my homie Trigger had. Hit a couple of corners and got rushed to the pad. Hit up some brown khakis and a white t-shirt. Put a lot of starch on it, cause I knew it couldn't hurt. Sat back on the couch, rolling up the door I bought. Couldn't help but laugh at these putos I shot. Turned on the radio, it was like shit or brown. Turn this shit back on, cause these putos ain't down. Battles these days, some of these putos come fake. Talking gangster shit, but didn't ever bust a grape. You don't gotta like me, cause I've always been hated. And I'm straight gang related. Jumped in my ride, started bumping my signs. Threw in a
no temper, more bounce to the ounce. Rolled down the street, headed towards the hood. But when I got there, shit wasn't looking too good. Two black and whites and a couple of narcs. And on the hood of one car, they had my homeboy sharp. So I busted a U and headed back to the spot to question the homies on any info they got.
The hoodies came back and they were looking for clues. They got my homeboy sharp for having blood on his shoes. They took him to the station to see if he would break. Didn't say shit and got shot to East Lake. Straight to K&L, cause the father wouldn't tell. He told the hoodies to
fuck off. Go ahead.
And that's the only thing that was ever stated. Cause you don't say shit when you gang related. I was smoking some puto that I never knew. Just kept on banging and didn't take it serious. Hitting $10 sticks and acting delirious. Not giving a fuck on all the dirt we done. We just sat back and laughed cause the shit was all fun. Tokers out banging and I can't be faded. I'm a true ass loco and straight gang related.
À l'instant, donc, Brownside, Gang Related, les potes de Eazy-E. Et si vous avez bien écouté le morceau, bah, vous reconnaîtrez ce qui suit là. Et oui, sample de Flashlight de Parliament et un groupe qu'on n'a pas encore écouté jusqu'ici. Écoutons donc Bone Thugs and Harmony qui a été évoqué déjà à deux ou trois reprises. First of the Month.
First of the month, and I'll be smoking, choking, rolling, buzzing, sipping on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we get enough of rum. Stay buzzing all night, we ride. The black to wear, night at night. I give up my partner, they give me some yay, so double up till it's what you need. We get to get P.O.D. thing for the green leaf. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor creep when they roll so low. Break it, you can't get away, but it don't stay, yeah, yo, keep your bank roll. We having a celebration. Love to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. Feel the creep to the bag, cause mom's got a grub on the grill. If we got the photo, you know it's the first of the month, and my jewels, we ducks for real. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Tonight, but I gotta make a living, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboys high. We be coming over here, it's all about making my wanna first get a fifth, but don't flip. Getting live with the pump, thus poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
Wake up, wake up, it's wake up.
Allez, place au Bob Dolo, Gorilla Pimpin'.
Sit down, gorilla, push down. Sometimes I sit and write hype rhymes time after time. About these hoochies, about these hookers, about these hood rats. Bitch, you disrespect that, bitch, you get your head cracked. Now pay your tribute to the PCG. Yo, and bow down, cause we royalty. Cause I was out in my level with this bitch from Honolulu. You should've seen what she wanted to do. She wanted to do it from the living room to the kitchen. I mean, open up in the cabinets, breaking dishes. Yo, now let me tell you something. This is how you break a hoe. Tell her what she wanna hear, take her where she wanna go. And when it gets real good to him, you gotta treat him like you don't even care for him. Yo, yeah, that's a tactic. You call it psychology. We are from the pimp clinic. We call it pimpology. And we pimp on like them Rolling Stone. They can hit all up in the traffic. Yelling, fuck a bitch. Yo, on a gorilla, my nigga. Yo, cause when I pimps like a gorilla. Yeah.
Wherever we go, we nigga fly. From city to city. We still gorilla pimpin'. We still pimpin'. We send them carry on. From city to city. We still gorilla
breaking.
We still.
They call me Dantana, hanging with my banana. Banana being my clip, AK set trip. Keep the clinic lingo, pick the new single. Frosty pimp nigga, Pete Kev. When I hit you with the mental gallivanting, cause the hoes look good to me. They spit like 2 hours hooking up. They weed, now they do stream up. And they got their Mac on. Come on, yeah, they spreading love as I get my grind on the microphone. Slide you in the homies' bins, spin some of the homies' ends. Hella conversation with you and a friend. I never lied to you just so I can slide through you. Check it out, let me show you the view and continue to smell good and look good. And still be chasing them hood rats like a nigga should be. With a hella chronic sack with my fat ass gang. Yeah, niggas got a low rider. Plus, I'm mobs with my rock waller. Chronic so the hoes follow. Worldwide, cause that's what I wanna do. Click with my ignorant pimp critic crew.
Wherever we go, a nigga fly out. From city to city. We still gorilla breaking out. We still
I'm the type of nigga that cause a gang of drama. Posted chillin', see I'm all up in your baby's mama. Fools be treating them like they royal. But see, half of these bitches couldn't spell the word loyal. I run deep with the gang of killers, so if it's static, you better come for realer. I say trust no hoe till the day you die. And don't be showing these hoes you're safe because it's suicide. I hit the AC as I roll through Killer, California on the 10 on my way to Pomona. To make peace with my kin folks, marinate off some hell of a smoke. I keep it real like I used to do on the street, cause still waters run deep. And if you really wonder how I feel, can't nobody get by a gorilla.
We run game on you hoes from start to finish. Now it's the good, the bad, and the pimpish. Now why would I run down the hill and fuck one cow when I could creep down the hill and fuck them all? I know this freaky PYT, so young, so sweet.
She was only 17.
At one of my shows, kicking it backstage. You know them young ass bitches never act their age. She whispered in my ear, do you wanna fuck this young bitch? Make my dick ears curl up on my nuts. My spine is tickling. This bitch kept on mingling. She gave me the pussy in my ride. She wants to be a singer.
Promises.
I tapped that ass and kicked the bitch up on my ass clash. And on my dash, she say, pimping ain't easy. I can't kick it around the bitch. They got no problem with me.
Wherever we go, a nigga fly out. From city to city. We still gorilla pimping. We still pimping. We treat the hoes like ghetto stars. We send them cabrio. From city to city. We still gorilla pimping.
Above the Law, Gorilla Pimpin' sur leur troisième album. J'ai oublié le nom du troisième album. C'est pas grave.
Everybody
Time Will Reveal, voilà. On se remet une petite dose de Brownside avec les 13 Boys Running Amok. On vous a déjà passé ce morceau, mais on ne s'en lasse pas.
Out of four possible suspects, tan sedan, heading eastbound, request backup.
I grew up in the hood, homie, I know what's up. I see my bros put it down on the block. I learn from the best, hell yeah, pass the test. I get my bang on from the east to the west. Straight tripping SA, and I ain't giving a fuck. When I hit up the wall, I make sure I block it up and put the homies' nicknames, clicas and all, and won't stop till I'm done fucking up the wall. Hell yeah, that's how we do it where I'm from. Catch you slipping, put one in your fucking dome. Cause when it's on, motherfuckers, then it's on, yeah. 24-7, I keep them on the run. I get my creep on, cause it's mandatory. And don't let me catch you, cause you will be sorry. Better you than me, and that's no lie, homie. You won't be the first or my last enemy.
Growing up in the street, straight running amok. Young homies going crazy, not giving a fuck. That's life in the hood, I say you know what's up. Kill or be killed to protect the block. 187 all day, every day. That's how it goes in the streets, we don't play. Gun spray, AKs, bullet holes in the walls. Putting in work and amigos fall.
Since we talking gangster shit, let me tell you about the barro. Got some hustling ass homies, other straight mercenarios. Do or die riders, rifándose el aviaro. The equivalent, say, say, up on Mexican Sicario. But where I'm from, whipping fools for fun. I was just a sixth grader when I shot my first gun. It's tragic, really, but what's done is done. I ain't no artist, but I can paint this picture vivid. Cause street shit I spit, I really fucking live it. One for planet on the ground, the other in my grave. Cause all the dirt I did, eventually I'll pay. That's a fact, when you play with straps. And sure enough, they say ain't no six, I got crap. They close to 8 years, motherfuckers, now I'm back. Glass of kind, Mike, you talk for putting us on. Now watch us blow the fuck up like a ticking time bomb.
Growing up in the street, straight running amok. Young homies going crazy, not giving a fuck. That's life in the hood, I say you know what's up. Kill or be killed to protect the block. 187 all day, every day. That's how it goes in the streets, we don't play. Gun spray, AKs, bullet holes in the walls. Putting in work and amigos fall.
I'm from the low bottom, city of LA. Where my homies run around banging, slanging all day. Did some real shit, just kicking up dirt. Seeing fools dropping and expanding our turf. Flipping the word and investing some more. Pockets getting fatter when it hits the first. Everything the same, we just trying to maintain. Staying on our toes, we going at it again. Gonna play with the homies cause it's part of the game. Breaking news off the lake, racial tension begins. Young motherfuckers terrorizing the block. Always keeping two shot cause we only live once. Still chilling posted with the homies at times. You better think twice before you even run up. We drink or happy and we do this for fun. You won't find mercy when your final day comes.
Growing up in the street, straight running amok. Young homies going crazy, not giving a fuck. That's life in the hood, I say you know what's up. Kill or be killed to protect the block. 187 all day, every day. That's how it goes in the streets, we don't play. Gun spray, AKs, bullet holes in the walls. Putting in work and amigos fall.
Chilling with the homies, straight running amok. Doesn't matter where we at, cause we chunking it up. Strolling through the hoods of the big ass sheet. Homicide, we don't play, we stay keeping it G. Serving dope on the block, we stay chasing the cheese. Multiplying on them, see no straight stacking them G. Dressed up in all black, always packing my heat. Gives a fuck about the feds or the LAPD. Brown side, that's your boys, always flagging the E. 28 Central Ave, the most deadliest street. Growing up in my barrio was a crazy experience. Negociando y matando, eso shit with the biz. Homicide interview to me, don't mean shit. All you see is in the statement is fuck the pigs. Can't relate it with the function, check my 15-8. Young Travi Thresher boys, homie, we don't play.
Your daughter all up in the Best Western. She like the way that my 6'4 hop. Drop the top, grab a bop. Now she's giving me top. Non-stop on the all-road seat. Like they made me scream. So I two-way my nigga Easy E.
Cause when I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. Should have stayed his ass home. Hey yo, peep them bitches in a Honda. Four deep with the proper ass sounds. Now every time that I meet a fly cute bitch, she got a friend from the fucking dog pound. Hey yo, bitch, here's the 7 digits. Call me if you can, only if you want it. Let a nigga know, can I dig like a miner? 49er, digging for gold from behind her. Watch this nigga do some digging. Got that pussy on a platter. Watch this nigga do some digging. Cause when I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning. When I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the house and I'm clowning.
Eazy-E switches.
Ah. Speak the truth.
I'm Eazy-E, the hip-hop thugster.
What's up? I'm Dr. Dre.
And I'm DJ Yella.
And MC Ren couldn't be here today because he is at home sick, and we're in WA.
There's nothing in our records that's not real. Everything that's in our records did happen or could happen.
Some songs say you might end up dead, or you might end up in jail. So it's telling you, if you decide to be a gangbanger, you're going to do this, you're going to go out and do this, you might end up dead, or you might end up in jail. We're not telling you to go do it, and we're not telling you not to do it. We like neutral. We're in the middle. If you do it,
underground reporters.
Hey, that's on
you. We're not glamorizing nothing. They don't say that when you look at the news, they're showing all kind of shootings and killing. They're not saying that they're glamorizing it, right? But it's happening.
They say that they don't glamorize violence, but then again, in their videos with the guns and, you know, the fancy cars and the gold chains, I mean, it's like one leads to another, leads to another.
It's like shoot 'em up cowboys again. I mean, they don't understand the magnitude, the depth, the pain of really shooting someone. I don't think they grasp that. This is serious business to have a gun.
It wasn't all that terrible, you know, but I've seen terrible things and I've heard terrible things that I take into my mind and I, you know, boil it up like a bowl of stew and it comes out this word and I take so much in my mind, I get angry. So when I come off, when I rap, it sounds like I'm just angry, pissed off.
Okay, the first time I heard N.W.A., I heard the song Gangsta Gangsta, which seemed to me to be endorsing black-on-black crime, endorsing drive-by shootings. And I used to joke with friends of mine that these guys were like the Antichrist, you know, that we should probably peel their Jerry curls back and look for 666 underneath, right? And that reading pretty much prevailed until it just seemed to soften over time. My interpretation seemed to soften until I really saw them as dramatizing, you know, kind of the Compton reality.
Alors c'est vraiment des news. Alors ce qu'on a écouté, donc c'était une interview, une courte interview donc de N.W.A. avec des points de vue, donc avec le point de vue contradictoire et les critiques. Donc on a Eazy-E, Dr. Dre et Ice Cube et DJ Yella aussi, je crois. Eazy-E dit que MC Ren n'est pas là, il est malade. Donc ils disent, en gros, Eazy-E dit nous, on n'approuve pas la violence, on ne la condamne pas non plus, on est juste au milieu. Donc, soi-disant, on est neutre, on est témoin. Donc, c'est ça la définition du reality rap ou hardcore rap, c'est-à-dire il raconte ce qu'il voit. Et à côté de ça, on a une dame qui dit mais ils ne se rendent pas compte de ce que ça veut dire de tirer sur quelqu'un, des conséquences de la violence, etc. On a Ice Cube qui dit comment il écrit les morceaux, de pareil, ce qu'il voit, ce qu'il ressent, etc. Et on a Greg Tate, donc un journaliste noir américain bien connu, qui dit, lui, la première fois qu'il a entendu N.W.A., c'était avec Gangsta Gangsta. Et pour lui, c'était en gros l'apologie du black on black crime. Donc il dit, pour lui, c'était l'antichrist. Donc c'était tout ce qui était négatif. Il dit qu'après son point de vue s'est modifié, mais ça s'arrête là. Donc ça serait bien de discuter là-dessus. Alors je me souviens d'une discussion entre David D donc le journaliste de la Bay Area qui a vu les débuts de N.W.A. Il dit qu'au début il condamnait, et il disait qu'il fallait pas passer ça à la radio. Et donc, il y avait des discussions donc assez poussées entre est-ce qu'on passe ça à la radio ou pas, puisque ça glorifie le black on black. Mais bon, c'est tout le débat sur le gangsta rap qui a surgi à ce moment-là. sachant qu'après, bah, le gangsta rap, ça a évolué. Parce que bon, on a des gens qui disent comme MC8, comme Easy, etc. Nous, on ne fait que témoigner de ce qu'on voit. Et après, il y a des gens qui ont le point de vue de bah, ça rapporte. Donc, on va se greffer dessus. On va suivre la vague. Mais bon, nous, on va faire les news maintenant. On annonce, alors ça va être un peu nécrologie ce soir, hein, puisqu'on annonce la mort de Clem Burke, qui était le batteur de Blondie jusqu'en 84, bah, jusqu'au split du groupe, Il a ensuite joué avec les Ramones, il a joué avec les Eurythmics. Et lorsque Blondie s'est reformé, ben il a rejoint Blondie. Il nous a quittés le 6 avril 2025, il avait 71 ans. Al Barile, donc guitariste et fondateur du groupe Society SSD Control, donc le hardcore de Boston, le hardcore straight edge de Boston, lui nous a quittés, il avait 63 ans, il nous a quittés le 7 avril 2025. Et enfin, j'ai appris aujourd'hui que Max Romeo nous a quittés donc, bah, hier, en fait, le 11 avril. Lui, il avait 80 ans, donc une légende du reggae qui nous quitte. Plus réjouissant, Sheila E sera en concert avec son groupe Sheila E and the E-Train le 12 juillet 2025 au Trianon, donc à Paris. Réédition via Cherry Records, enfin un label affilié à Cherry Records, du premier album du... Enfin non, c'est pas le premier album, c'est le troisième album du groupe Confunction, qui s'appelle Organized Confunction. C'était sorti chez Pickwick Records en 78. Je le dis, c'est pas le premier, parce qu'en fait, ils avaient sorti des trucs en 76. On va vous retrouver les news sur Funk You.
James Bond, the killer.
Alors, voilà pourquoi ils disent que c'est le premier album. En fait, cet album a été enregistré en 73, mais il n'est sorti qu'en 78. Et donc, entre-temps, le groupe a sorti deux albums, donc Confunction en 76 et Secrets en 77. Mais donc, il y a un album qui est resté dans le tiroir. Donc, Organized Confunction, c'est donc le premier album de Confunction. C'est sorti donc en 1978 sur le label Pickwick Records, mais ça avait été enregistré en 1973. Voilà, maintenant vous savez tout. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut dire? Donc là, ça sera édité, ça sortira le 6 juin 2025. High Moon Records sort un live de Sly and the Family Stone, donc ça c'est pour le Recording Day. La fête des disques. Donc ça s'appelle The First Family Live at Winchester Cathedral 1967. Ça sort en vinyle et c'est une quantité limitée de 3000 copies ou à peu près. Sinon, sortie annoncée du quatrième volume des Snake Pit Archives, donc contenant les numéros 14, 15, 16 et 17. Et avec un bonus, ça sera le EP, un EP avec deux démos de sortilège. Je crois que c'est Amazon et puis autre chose. Là, pareil, on va aller vérifier. Donc les morceaux sur le split, enfin sur le split, sur le vinyle, pardon, sur le EP de Sortilège, c'est Amazon et La Reine de Saba. Donc pour ceux qui ont le split justement avec le groupe Evil, donc Evil Sortilège, bah c'est des morceaux, je crois, qui sont sur le disque, si je me trouve pas, sur les, parce qu'il y a 6 titres de Evil, donc groupe danois heavy metal, et 6 titres de Sortilège. Voilà, on va vérifier. Alors, sur le split, il y a bien Amazon, mais il n'y a pas la Reine de Saba. Voilà. Fin des news. Et on va écouter ce que le fils, un des fils de Eazy-E a à dire sur son père.
Oh, Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to me about Snoop coming to Compton and trying to get signed with your dad?
Oh, what? Back in the days, that was normal. You know, of course, Snoop grew up. You know what he's gonna grow up to? He's right there next to the city. You know what I mean? Compton and Long Beach is his neighbors. You know what I mean? So of course, him going through his transition, that was the first thing he'd do. Was just, you know, NWA was NWA at the time, and you know. You know, let's just, of course, and it's easy for you guys to understand, Warren is his best friend. Warren's brothers with Dre. You already kind of understand where, you know, the introduction kept getting to, you know what I mean? I just, you know, wish that, you know, I myself wish that my father would have probably had more hands-on knowing and grabbing that and signing Snoop, because that would have been hard, you know what I mean? But he went where he went. Success is where success, you know what I mean? My only thing is, I just know his heart when he came in a rap game. Of what he looked up to, you feel what I'm saying? And then where it had to transition to, you know, your first couple of records was dissing, you know what I'm saying? But Snoop was hard, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of Snoop despite what it was. And as you get older, you understand the truth of what things were. And that's just how it was, man. It's just a fucked up situation.
I would have loved to hear your dad and Snoop. Oh, they would have sounded good on the track.
Oh my God, that would have been what? That would have been supreme.
When I sat down with Money B recently, he told me a story about Tupac and your dad, and I believe Above the Law were in an elevator.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they were going to a show, and it ran into Death Row. Guns were pulled out, and it got a little wild, but everything was cool.
Yeah, it was some shit. We was in the elevator, and then I think it was Warren G or somebody, but him and Eazy had some words, but we were with Above the Law getting ready to go perform the song we did with them. And then it was like some words back and forth, and cats was about to pull out guns and shit, but, you know.
You're saying that Tupac was kind of getting a little too involved or close to it?
Yeah, in my opinion, he was acting a little bit too close to, you know, just because two cats are fighting, if you don't know what's happening and you know all of the people, you know, I didn't think we had any business trying to get involved.
Do you hear stories about that, about your dad a lot?
Not, no situation where he had to pull no gun out or being in any type of fear, but I do know that story when Above the Law was with Tupac and my father, you know what I mean? The introduction, first and foremost, I think started with Tretch, who worked with my father from Naughty by Nature. And I want to say Tretch made the introduction, maybe not, maybe it was Digital Underground. Money B might know more though from that night, but Above the Law did do a record with Money B and Tupac, and my father and Ren was in that video. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure if he's talking about that night, but that's true. They were all together at that video shoot. Not knowing who they ran into, I never heard that one. You know what I mean? But of course, yeah, my father and Tupac definitely met each other.
Yeah, man. I would have.
Gangsta dressed in the steps of this motherfucker. And this one goes out to all the OGs out there. And I can't forget the baby gangsters. What's up, niggas? My nigga that came back with some of that old school original West Coast shit, nigga. That got all y'all on his dick in the first place, yeah. So run that city, yeah.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Jocking the freaks, clocking the dough. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
I ain't got nothing to prove.
My ballpoint pen is my weapon. Loaded with knowledge. My lyrics are stepping.
Terry, is it true that you hate Jell-O?
Green Jell-O. I hate green Jell-O.
Got my finger on the trigger, then they pull it. We're being controversial, not commercial. I'm down.
In a black-dominated field of music, it's real hard to stress that, you know, you're serious and that you've got the ability to keep up with your peers. They don't take you very seriously.
Am I masculine D? Well, he backs his doll. Cause I'm the gangster. Swinging to the bend, they tell roll call.
What's your favorite cereal?
Fruit Loops!
You are. Oh, who's your favorite baseball player?
Jose Canseco!
Ain't that right, Joe?
You look like my boyfriend.
Okay.
All right.
Next tape, please.
Ask the question!
After the pursue better things, all right? Give me a chance to finish.
I want a man, but never jock him, sock him. Out of hand. Why is Terry B's the one in command? And I'm blowing, throwing down to a dope sound.
What are you into right now?
I am into one thing.
What?
One thing only. And he's sitting right over there.
Why, thank you.
Not you. Please.
You got a good one.
No.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Look, you didn't say look. Nothing about that.
No.
What's
I would have
up
said
with
it.
Bordeaux? Oh!
That's what's up.
Damn, Terry B swung the place.
What would we find in your trunk of your car if we opened it? Huh?
You know how everybody's been looking for Easy lately? Well, I got news.
I know,
you.
But that still leaves a lot of room in the truck. Wow.
Dumb white, so believe.
Ask me about food, ask me about my color.
Turn the tape on.
Just like Jose Canseco. Ain't that right, Joe? Okay, that's it. Stop the show.
Your best you.
So what do you guys think of Eazy-E? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, oh, he's
fine. You like Eazy?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
He's gonna be here in probably about 40 minutes. No, he's not late.
Close the door!
St. Elmo's Village. I'm Terry B, and this is Eazy-E. We're just gonna do a little interview here with my main man and head of my record company, and I've got a lot of beef to